God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text coming from our epistle reading, as we hear from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10. And the title of this message is Rejection. I don't know about you, but for most people, we've experienced one form of rejection at one time in our lives, or sometimes we experience it more often. Whether it be the loss of a job, or maybe we just didn't get that promotion, maybe the loss of a loved one, or a family relationship, or when those kids just get a little bit older and they start rejecting mom and dad, we sort of take it personally. You would think with all the types of forms of rejection there are out in the world and how many times that rejection crosses our path, we'd be accustomed to it. We'd feel at ease. But the truth is, whenever rejection does come, we take it personally. We take it to heart. It creates a lot of pain, a lot of frustration. We don't like rejection. We want everyone to sort of be happy with us. But that isn't the way things are of this world. At times we have faced rejection. And also, we'd probably have to admit, we've even rejected other people. Sometimes intentionally and sometimes accidentally. Our text for today deals with rejection. Not necessarily on our basis, but on the basis of Jesus. Our text notes that Jesus was rejected. He was rejected by men. This shouldn't have been something new to him. It was already recorded back in the Psalm from Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. We have to remember that Jesus had to be rejected by men, had to go to the cross, had to suffer that pain and agony, and had to die in order so that God would forgive our sins, appease his wrath, so that he would look at us as dearly beloved children of God. Because we have to understand and realize that our own sinfulness causes God to reject us. Jesus didn't want that rejection to take place, so he himself chose to be rejected in our place. And not only was he rejected by men, as our text reminds us, but in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, when Jesus was on the cross, he cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus takes up our rejection so that those who believe and trust in him, God the Father looks at as dearly beloved children, forgiven and redeemed by Jesus. This is the gospel message. The gospel message that the church needs to teach. That we cannot save ourselves. We need one to be rejected so that we can be accepted by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and be given eternal life. But our gospel message is not always an easy message. We don't like rejection. And I'm sure our Lord and Savior didn't delight in going to the cross. So now we have to understand, now that our Lord and Savior was rejected for our sake, what happens when rejection comes across our own path? One of the cliches that is out there is, when the world turns its back upon you, you turn your back upon it. Sounds like a fair cliche, doesn't it? Except for if we take a look at the life that Jesus lived, he didn't do that. Through our daily sinning and who we are as sinners, we are constantly rejecting God's grace. But what does Jesus do for us? Again, he goes to the cross, bears the price of our rejection of God's law and of his love, and says, "I forgive you." Even in the midst of our disobedience and our own rebellion, God says, "I still love you." And now, as Christians, can we take that attitude that Jesus has when rejection crosses our path? I will admit, that's tough to do. So let me share with you an email that I just recently received. This email goes like this. A well-known speaker started off his seminar by holding up a $20 bill. In a room of 200 people, he asked, "Who would like this $20 bill?" Hands started going up. He said, "I'm going to give this $20 to one of you, but first, let me do this." He proceeded to crumple up the $20 bill. He then asked, "Who still wants it?" Still, hands were up in the air. He replied, "What if I do this?" He dropped it on the ground and started to grind it into the floor with his shoe. He picked it up. It was now crumpled and dirty. "Now who still wants it?" Still, the hands went into the air. My friends, we have learned a very valuable lesson. No matter what I did to the money, you still wanted it, because it did not decrease in value. It was still worth $20. Many times in our own lives, we will feel that rejection. And also many times in our own lives, we reject other people. We are sort of like that $20 bill that's now crumpled and now dirty. But because of what our text says, especially in verse 9, you have value. You have worth. Verse 9 of our text says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." What Peter is trying to remind us is we have value and worth because God first chose us. How and when did God first choose us? For most of us, it probably took place through the waters of holy baptism. As we were brought to the baptismal font and God's word connected to water, a miracle takes place. Faith now occurs. We now believe. God works that faith wherever the gospel is preached, whenever it is attached to water. And in that moment, we are now chosen by God. Think of it this way. We were rejected by God because of our own sinfulness, but yet God now takes His water, connects it to His word, and says, "Now I choose you. I choose you who once rejected me." As verse 10 says, "Once you were not a people," because before that word of God changes our lives, we weren't a people. We were rejected by God because of our sinfulness. But now you are the people of God because of the work of the Holy Spirit, because of the work of the Word of God in our lives. Now we have worth. Just like that $20, you can still spend it, even though if it's a little dirty, even though if it's a little wrinkled or a little crumpled, it still has worth. People will still take it. And by the way, I use the same analogy for our Sunday school opening. And sure enough, all the kids wanted the money. Their eyes were glued to that money. They knew that money had worth. But how often in our own lives, when rejection from the world around us, rejection from our own family, from our own children, from our own co-workers, comes into our lives, and then how do we feel? Do we not now feel worthless? Feel like we're in pain and agony? And we might be feeling like we want to cry out with Jesus when He was on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But God has not forsaken you. Quite the opposite. God has redeemed you because He was the one forsaken. Yes, there's going to be times in our lives where rejection will cross our path, but you are still redeemed. You are still chosen by God. You are still that holy priesthood, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You have value and worth because of what God has done for you. Even when we ourselves reject God. Because every time we sin, we fall short of His glory. It's sort of like rejecting God at every moment that we do sin, and we do sin every day. And that is why in our liturgy we confess that sinfulness. why we look upon God for mercy, as we say in the Kyrie, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, Lord have mercy. And as the end of our text says, but now you have received mercy because God first chose you. I will admit, understanding the Christian faith, receiving that love and forgiveness doesn't always take away the hurt that this world likes to bestow upon us. Our world is constantly trying to devalue human life and rejects us at every moment, at every time, in every place. Hence, one of the cliches, as I mentioned earlier, when the world turns its back upon you, you turn your back upon it. Seems to be very valid and true. And our world just doesn't understand that just because Jesus goes to the cross and is rejected by men and by God, that now we are chosen by God. This was the problem that Paul and Silas and Timothy were faced, as in our first reading from Acts, as they were sharing this gospel message about God's love and the forgiveness of sins going to everybody. Our world just didn't understand it. Some people believed. Some people trusted. Some people wanted that love and forgiveness that comes from God. But then there were some who got angry. Some who wanted to kill Paul and Silas and Timothy, drive him out of town, and even follow him to the next town. But God's love prevailed. The gospel message still went out, even in the midst of a world rejecting our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So when we feel that hurt, when we feel that pain, where do we go for the source of our strength? We go back to the one who first loved us. We go back to the one who first forgives us. We go back to the one who is that living stone, who was rejected by men but chosen by God, who is now precious and gives us that preciousness. We return to our Lord. We return to our Lord not only through that word that He first gives us faith, we also return to the Lord when we come and receive His rejected body, His rejected blood, through that bread and wine. Again, for the strengthening of our faith and for the forgiveness of our sins. Why? Because we are needed. We are hurt. We are rejected by this world around us. God understands. So was Jesus. I'm not going to say as Christians we'll never feel rejection again. No, rejection will come, unfortunately. But we have a God who now loves us, who has chosen us, and says, I will be with you always. I will feed you with my body and blood. I will give you strength through that word, so that when rejection comes and the world tries to devalue you in whatever form it chooses to take, we hold on to the hope that we have a Savior who was rejected for us. And through that Savior, we have eternal life. We have the forgiveness of sin. We have the love that comes from God and God alone. So on this day, as we continue our celebration of the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through this Easter season, we remember that, yes, He was rejected, but through His rejection, we are loved. In His name, amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.